Welcome back to the AI Edge. We have a question for you today. Are you trying to win a Formula One race with a horse and buggy?
I love that. That's really the heart of what we're talking about today in our episode. 2026, you can't enter a new year with 2016 processes. We're seeing so many small businesses, amazing businesses, trying to operate in today's world using tools and workflows that are literally a decade old.
Exactly. And it's not just inefficient, it's becoming a serious threat to survival. The world has changed. Customer expectations have skyrocketed, and the tech is finally here for small businesses to compete with the big guys. But you have to be willing to let go of the old ways.
So stick with us for the next 15 minutes, because we're going to break down the hidden costs of those outdated systems, how AI is not just for mega corporations anymore, and what your business needs to do right now to be ready for 2026.
All right, let's start with the problem. What's so wrong with the if it ain't broke, don't fix it mindset? Many business owners are thinking, hey, my spreadsheet system has worked for years.
But it is broke. You just can't see the cracks yet. Using those old systems is like trying to stream Netflix on a dial-up modem. You remember that sound? The screeches and beeps?
Oh, I remember, painfully. You'd wait 10 minutes for one picture to load, line by line.
Exactly, and that's what your business is doing. Every time a customer has to wait 24 hours for an email response, that's dial-up. Every time you have to manually enter sales data from one system into another, that's dial-up. Every time your team can't find the right information because it's buried in 100 different files, that's your business buffering.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not just a little annoyance. A recent McKinsey article on digital transformation put it perfectly. They said that these legacy systems are a primary obstacle to improving both efficiency and the customer experience. Your old tech is literally blocking you from growing.
Exactly. It's like trying to navigate a new city with a paper map when everyone else is using a GPS. You might get there eventually, but you're slow, you'll miss the detours and shortcuts, and you look completely outdated.
Right. The article also mentioned that true digital transformation is about continuously deploying new tech to make customers happier and lower your costs. It's not a one-time project, it's a complete rewiring of how you operate. A complete rewiring.
And honestly, that's a big part of what we do at The Hello LLC. Our first step with any new client is to identify those dial-up modem moments. We go through their entire workflow to find the bottlenecks, the manual tasks, the things that are costing them time and frustrating their customers.
It's like being a digital plumber, finding and fixing the leaks in their system that are draining their profits. So if we know the old way is broken, let's talk about the new way. What's the upgrade from dial-up? For us, a huge piece of that puzzle is AI.
Okay, I can feel some people tensing up when you say AI. They're picturing robots and complex code, but for a small business, it's so much simpler and more practical than that. We're talking about AI agents.
Think of an AI agent as the most efficient, focused employee you've ever had. It doesn't need coffee, it doesn't take vacations, and it loves doing the boring, repetitive tasks that your human team hates.
And that's a totally valid reaction. The media often portrays AI as this world-changing, job-ending behemoth, but the reality, especially for small businesses, is that it's just a tool. It's a force multiplier for the great work you're already doing. Totally. Let's make it real. Think about an operations role, someone who handles scheduling, answers basic customer questions via email, sends out invoices, and follows up on payments. Those tasks are critical, but they're also time-consuming. An AI agent can do all of that instantly and flawlessly.
Exactly. It's not about replacing the human touch. It's about automating the mundane so you have more time for the human touch. It's about letting the AI handle the paperwork so you can have a real conversation with a client.
We're seeing that a well-implemented set of AI agents can effectively replace the function of 2 to 3 operational roles in a small business. Now, that doesn't mean firing 3 people. It means freeing up your existing team to focus on what humans do best, building relationships, creative problem solving, and growing the business.
Think about the Industrial Revolution. People were terrified that machines would make artisans obsolete. But what happened? It created entirely new industries and allowed businesses to serve more people than ever before. This is the same kind of shift, just happening with administrative and digital tasks instead of physical ones.
And the data is clear on this. A recent study found that 82% of small businesses using automation are saving hours every single week. Imagine what you could do with an extra 5, 10, or even 20 hours a week.
That's game-changing. It's the difference between constantly being stuck in your business and finally having the time to work on your business. And again, this isn't science fiction. Implementing these agents is precisely what we help businesses do at the Hello LLC. We find the right tasks to automate and build the AI workforce that fits their specific needs.
So let's pivot for a second. We've talked about internal efficiency, but the real driver behind all of this is the customer experience. What is the customer experience standard going to look like in 2026?
It's going to be instant, personalized, and proactive. Your customers will expect you to know who they are and what they've bought before. They will expect instant answers to their questions 24/7, not just during your business hours.
They have an Amazon Prime expectation for everything.
Exactly. They don't care that you're a small business with 5 employees. They're comparing their experience with you with their experience with Netflix, Spotify, and Amazon. If your process is clunky, if they have to repeat themselves, if they have to wait, they're gone.
And that goes right back to what we were saying about legacy systems. You simply cannot deliver that 2026 level of service if you're using a 2016 process. A spreadsheet can't offer personalized recommendations. A shared email inbox can't provide instant 24/7 support. It's impossible.
Okay, so let's get super practical. We've established the why. Now let's talk about the what. What does the essential digital tech stack for a 2026 ready small business look like?
Let's build it piece by piece. First, and this should be obvious but often isn't, is a modern website. It's not just an online brochure anymore. It is your digital flagship store, your number one salesperson, and the hub for everything you do.
Right, and that website needs to be connected to your CRM, your customer relationship manager. This is the digital brain of your business. It tracks every interaction with every customer so you can deliver that personalized experience we were talking about.
Next, you layer on the automations and AI assistants we've been discussing. These are the engines that run the system, handling tasks in the background so your team can focus on the customer.
Then you need smart links. These are simple, trackable links that make it incredibly easy for customers to book a call, make a purchase, or download a resource. One click, job done. No friction.
Of course you need analytics. You can't improve what you don't measure. You need a simple dashboard that tells you what's working and what's not in real time.
And don't forget social automation to schedule content and engage with your audience without it consuming your entire day. And finally, something that sounds futuristic but is happening now, metaverse readiness, having a plan for how your business will exist in these emerging 3D internet spaces.
That list can sound like a lot, but building the stack is transformative. That same McKinsey report found that modernized companies see up to a 35% improvement in efficiency. 35%! That's more than a third of your wasted time and resources given back to you.
It's massive. And we know that hearing that whole list can feel overwhelming for a business owner who is already wearing a dozen hats. That's exactly why we created our Biz-in-a-Box solution at the Hello LLC.
Tell them about it.
It's basically everything we just listed, all integrated into one seamless pre-built system. We hand you the keys to a 2026-ready business infrastructure. You don't have to be a tech expert. You just have to be ready to grow.
So as we wrap up, the big takeaway today is really simple. The processes that got you to where you are today will not get you to where you need to be in 2026. The pace of change is just too fast.
You cannot bring a 2016 playbook to a 2026 game and expect to win. It's about working smarter, not just harder. It's about leveraging technology to create amazing experiences for your customers and a less stressful, more profitable environment for you and your team.
And if you're listening to this and feeling a mix of excitement and maybe a little bit of where do I even start, we have two clear next steps for you.
First, come see the future for yourself. Visit our website, thehellollc.io, and jump into the Hello Plaza metaverse. You can walk around our virtual headquarters, see this technology in action, and get a real feel for what's possible. It's a fun, no-pressure way to explore.
And if you're ready to get down to business, your second option is to book a free 30-minute strategy call with our team. We'll take a look at your current systems, listen to your goals, and help you map out a clear, actionable path to get you 2026 ready.
The link for both the metaverse and the strategy call is on the Biz in a Box. Don't wait. 2026 is closer than you think. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Edge.
We'll see you next time.